约翰福音三章一到十七节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。”我说：“我们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。”尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我们对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不自灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他儿子的降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。”
Very good morning, church.
教会会众早安。
Praise the Lord for allowing us a freedom to worship God everywhere.
感谢赞美主，让我们在各地都能够自由地来敬拜他。
My family members are well and good.
我和我的家人都很好。
Thank God for His peace, grace and blessing upon us.
谢谢主赐给我们平安、感恩和祝福。
I also thank God for Christina Shi as translator to my sermon today.
我也为着施心灵姐妹今天能为我翻译来感向主献上感谢。
Her love for God is really amazing.
她对上帝的爱是深刻的。
It is such a great blessing to our church.
是对我们教会很大的一个祝福。
Thank God.
谢谢上帝。
Let's give thanks and have an opening prayer.
让我们向上帝献上感谢，让我们一同来祷告。
Father God, as we praise and worship your holy name, you are here dwelling within our praise.
天父上帝，当我们在这里敬拜赞美你的名的时候，你就在赞美中与我们同在。
We confess our sins that we have done in thoughts, in words, and in actions.
我们承认我们在思想、言语和行为上所犯的罪。
Have mercy and forgive us, O Lord.
愿主你的恩典来饶恕我们。
My God, cleanse us from all sins and wash us afresh.In your precious blood, Lord Jesus.
哦主，我的上帝，让我们从所有的罪里得到洁净，用主耶稣的宝血将我们洗净。
Come, Holy Spirit, come and fall afresh upon us, I pray.
圣灵，请你来，我祈求圣灵从头来浇灌我们。
Have your way, Lord Jesus. Speak your words into our hearts.
主耶稣，用你的方式对我们的内心说话。
Fill us with the love of God, who so loved the world that.You sent your only son, Jesus, to die for us.
让我们被上帝的爱所充满，因为你爱世人，甚至将自己的独生爱子赐给我们。
Give us the compassion that moved you to send your son, the compassion that moved Christ when he saw the multitudes without a shepherd.
请赐给我们同你差派独生子一般的怜悯心，如同基督看见众人没有牧人的怜悯心。
Give us then the vision of the cross for the lost.
赐给我们为了失丧者而背起十架的意象。
We pray, God, that you will raise up workers from our church.
我祷告上帝，请你在我们的教会里兴起同工。
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
庄稼熟了，可收割的人却不够。
We ask that our church will be a sending church.
希望我们的教会是一个差派的教会。
Speak to our young people, O Lord, that they may hear your call and rise up to the challenge of the task to bring the gospel to people who have not heard.
哦，主，请对年轻人说话，让他们听见你的呼召，并起来向从未听闻福音的人传扬。
O Lord, grant us the joy of your salvation. Let the joy of the Lord be my strength.
哦，主，赐给我们救恩的喜乐，让主的喜乐成为我们的力量。
We pray, Lord, that you will fulfill the great commission through us.
祷告神，你伟大的使命充满我们。
Help us to begin where we are, our home, our family, at workplace, at home cell group, to spread the gospel everywhere, so that we may reach and win more people for Jesus.
帮助我们从我们的家、我们的家庭、工作的场所、家庭小组开始，传扬主的福音，为主赢得更多的人民。
Help us, O God, to see that with you we can fulfill your command. Remove from us all excuses and our lack of faith.
帮助我们看见，因着你，我们可以完成你的使命，将我们从小信和借口中脱离出来。
Father God, use me, your servant. I claim this authority of your word to preach through Christ Jesus, my Lord.
天父上帝，使用你的仆人，我愿你以你话语的权柄，通过主耶稣基督来传扬。
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. My sermon topic is, Do you know why God loves you?
我今天讲到的题目是，你知道为什么上帝爱你吗？
We focus on verse.Chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
经文在约翰福音三章十六到十七节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be condemned, to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
因为上帝爱世人，甚至将他独一的儿子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。上帝差他儿子到世上来，不是要定世人的罪，而是要借着他的儿子拯救世人。
One of the great mysteries that people seek to understand is the love of God.
人们寻求最难解的一件事情就是明白上帝的爱。
Every definition fails to define, fully define it.
所有的解释都不能完全的来定义它。
But in the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 overwhelms us with its meaning.
在约翰福音三章十六到十七节中给了我们非常多的解释。
We wonder why God would love a world that is in rebellion against him.
我们在思考为什么上帝会爱这样一个不服从他的世界呢？
And many individuals wonder why God loves them.
有多少人在思考为什么上帝爱他们呢？
Do you know why God loves you?
你知道上帝为什么爱你吗？
God loves you because you are his creation.
上帝爱你因为你是他的创造。
1A, by creating you in his image.
他照着他的形象来造你。
1B, by creating you to know him.
他造你，让你能够更多的来了解他。
Second, God loves you because you need him.
上帝爱你，因为你需要他。
You need God to redeem you from sin.
你也需要上帝来救赎你的罪。
You need God to help you to live for him.
你需要上帝来帮助你为他而活。
So let us discover John 3:16 and 17, why God loves you.
让我们一起来看看约翰福音三章十六到十七节里说的为什么上帝爱你。
God loves you because you are his creation.
上帝爱你因为你是他的创造。
The Bible tells us that people are a special creation of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们是上帝奇妙的创造。
Although some do not know the method God used to create man, we do know that man did not just happen.
尽管有一些人不理解上帝创造人的手段，可是我们知道人类并不是凭空而存在的。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
创世纪二章七节中说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
God showed his love for you by creating you in his image, and God gave you the power to think.
上帝透过照着他的形象来造你而显示他的爱，他也给你能够思考的权利。
The power to think and choose as in Joshua chapter 24 verse 15.
在约书亚记中说，上帝给了我们思考和选择的权利。
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose.For yourself this day, whom you will serve, in whose land you are living. But as for me, my household, we will serve the Lord.
如果你们不愿意侍奉耶和华，今天就选择你们的神明吧。或大河那边你们祖先侍奉的神明，或你们这里亚摩利人的神明。至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
God gives you the power to love.
上帝给我们爱的力量。
The most important ones, answered Jesus. This is here, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second of these, love your neighbor as yourself. This is commandments greater than this.There is no commandment greater than this.
你们要全心全意全意全力爱主你的神，其次就是要爱邻如己，再也没有任何诫命比这两条更加重要了。
God give you the sense of right and wrong.
上帝给你分辨对错的意识。
In James chapter 1 verse 13 and 14, and remember when you are being tempted,Do not say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong. And he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away.
当人受到诱惑时，不可说是上帝在诱惑我，因为上帝不受邪恶的诱惑，也不诱惑人。其实每一位受到诱惑的人，都是受自己的私欲从涌。和诱惑，这在雅各书一章十三到十四节。
God's nature demonstrates that He cannot be a source of temptation to sin.
上帝的本质告诉我们，他不能成为试探的泉源。
Temptation essentially comes from our own inward desires, the way we think and choose and to love.
试探其实是。来自于我们自己本身的私欲，我们自己选择去爱、去思考、去行为的权利。
If evil desire is not resisted and removed by the Holy Spirit, it leads to sin and then to spiritual death.
假如邪恶的渴望不能被圣灵所阻止和挪去，将会成为罪以及灵里的灭亡。
God showed His love for you by creating you to know Him.
上帝创造你来了解他，从而展现他对你的爱。
People are never complete until they know God in a personal relationship through Christ Jesus.
直到我们通过主耶稣与神建立起一个私人的关系，我们永远不能得以完全。
Because people were created to know God, God.Through His love has revealed Himself to them.
因为人是神创造来认识神，上帝通过爱向人们显现。
To know Him is through Jesus Christ.
透过主耶稣来认识主神。
God chose for people to know Him through His Son Jesus Christ.
上帝透过他的儿子主耶稣基督，让他拣选的人们来认识他。
Jesus is the way to the Father.
主耶稣是通往神的道路。
Jesus said during his earthly ministry, Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. John 14 verse 9.
主耶稣在他地上的传道中说道，人看见了我，就是看见了父。在约翰福音十四章九节。
The Word became flesh and make his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰福音一章十四节。
Number two, to know him through a study of Bible.
透过学习圣经来认识神。
The Bible is God's message to humans.
圣经是上帝对子民的信息。
We can, by studying the Bible, we can know the nature, holiness, love, judgment, grace, work, and the will of God.
透过学习圣经，我们能明白神的本质，圣洁、爱、审判、恩典、工作和意向。
That is to know him through observing nature.
通过观察自然和本质来认识神。
If we are willing to observe nature, we can know God better.
如果我们愿意来观察自然，我们会更加的了解神。
The psalmist said, "The heaven declares the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of His hands."
诗人说，诸天诉说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Number two.God loves you because you need him.
上帝爱你，因为你需要他。
If you were to search the pages of history, both earthly and biblical, you would discover facts after facts that proves that people cannot get along without God.
假如你翻看历史、属世和圣经的历史，你会发现一次一次的事实证明，人们是不能够没有上帝而存在的。
2a, you need God to redeem you from sin.
你需要上帝来救赎你的罪。
No person is able to redeem himself or herself from sin.
没有人能自己把自己从罪恶中救赎出来。
Redemption is the work of God through his son Jesus Christ.
救赎是上帝通过他的儿子主耶稣基督来完成的。
God gave his son
上帝将他的儿子给了我们。
For sin on the cross, the atonement from the loving heart of God.
上帝赐下他的儿子在十字架上作为挽回祭，赎罪祭是从上帝的慈爱的心而来的。
It was not something forced on him.
是没有人来强迫他的。
This, as in John 1 John chapter 4 verse 10 says, this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us.And he sent his son as an atonement sacrifice for our sin.
约翰一书四章十节中说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Your redemption cost God his son.
上帝的儿子是我们救赎的代价。
Your redemption cost Jesus Christ his love.
耶稣基督的爱是我们救赎的代价。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many.
马可福音十章四十五节中说，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Your redemption costs others their prayers, their time, and sometimes their lives.
你的救赎需要他人的祷告，他人的时间，甚至是他人的生命。
The church has been given the ministry of reconciliation, calling all people to be reconciled with God. Reconciliation becomes effective for each person through his or her personal repentance and faith in Jesus.
教会给予的使命是让人合而为一，让众人与神合而为一。当每一个人在神的面前悔改和重建信心的时候，合而为一就会更加的有效。
Last December 2019, Serene and myself went back to Malaysia to celebrate a special, joyful and happy days of my parents-in-law. Both of them has decided to follow Jesus. They believe.And accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
2019年的12月，我和 Celine 回到了马来西亚来庆祝一个特别的节日，那就是我的岳父母决定并信靠并跟随主耶稣基督，接受主耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
They were baptized on the 25th of December 2019 at True Life Baptist Church, Penang.
他们在2019年12月25日在槟城真光浸信会受洗。
For many years of praying for them to be saved by God's grace through faith, God's love draws them to Him amazingly through their holidays visiting their children in Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Queensland, and Melbourne, attending church and witnessing the power of God in their personal lives.
我们多年为他们能够被上帝的爱所救赎而祷告，可奇妙的是，他们通过在探访在吉隆坡、新加坡、昆士兰和墨尔本的儿女，参加教会和见证上帝在他们生命中的改变，神的爱很奇妙地将他们拉近了。
By the confession of their faith, they believed and accepted Jesus through their personal repentance, led by the church pastor in Singapore.
在新加坡通过教会牧师的带领，他们承认了自己的罪，并相信和跟随主耶稣基督。
Praise and thank God for saving their souls. They are now the children of God, loved by God.
感谢赞美主，因为他救赎了他们的灵魂，他们现在是上帝的孩子了，是被上帝所爱的。
Is there anyone in your family need Jesus?Have accepted Jesus.
是否在你们的家里还有人需要主耶稣，却还没有接受主耶稣呢？
You need God to help you to live for Him.
你需要上帝让你为他而活。
One of the privileges of being a Christian is the opportunity to make your life count for Jesus.
基督徒生命中有一个特权，就是让我们有机会能够为我们的生命为主而活。
Because God loves us, we who have experienced His love, forgiveness, and help are obligated to help others.
因为上帝爱我们，我们经历了神的爱、饶恕和帮助的人，也应当竭尽全力的来帮助他人。
You cannot do this alone. You can do it only through God's help.
我们自己是没有办法独自完成的，我们需要上帝的帮助来做。
As 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 says, But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在彼得后书三章十八节中说，属灵的知识的增长，相反，你们要在我们的主和救主耶稣基督的恩典中不断长进，越来越认识他。
God gives help for overcoming temptation.
上帝帮助我们对抗试探。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
哥林多前书十章十三节中说，你们遇见的诱惑无非是人们常见的，上帝是信实的，他绝不会让你们遇见无法抵挡的诱惑，他必为你们开一条出路，使你们经得住诱惑。
You can bear every temptation and find a way out if you sincerely desire to and if you depend on God's power and faithfulness.
假如我们真实的渴慕并依靠神的力量和信实，我们是可以抵挡一切的诱惑，并且找出一条新的路的。
God gives help for knowing and following His will.
上帝给我们帮助，让我们知道并跟随他的心意。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 says, Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy,to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
在罗马书十二章一到二节中说，所以弟兄姐妹，我凭上帝的怜悯劝你们献上自己的身体做圣洁，蒙上帝悦纳的活祭，你们理当这样侍奉，你们不可追随世界的潮流，要随着思想而不断更新而改变，这样就能明辨上帝的旨意，知道什么是良善纯全蒙他喜悦的。
It tells us that we must offer our bodies to God as dead to sin and as the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们这告诉我们说，我们需要献上我们的身体给上帝当作活祭，也便当作圣灵的殿。
We must have our minds conformed to God's way of thinking by reading and meditating on His words, have our plans and ambitions.Determined by heavenly and eternal truth, not by this evil historical and passing age.
我们需要阅读和思想上帝的话语，让我们的思想在上帝的话语里不断的更新而改变，这样我们就能明辨来自上帝的旨意，不在邪恶和过去中度日。
I read an article from church leaders. It's an amazing testimony about how quarantine believers.Leads their family to Christ.
我读到了一篇一位教会领袖写的文章，这是一篇非常奇妙的见证，是关于一位被封锁隔离的信徒如何带领他的家庭信主的。
For decades, Jess and her brother David had been praying for their parents' salvation.
将近十年 ，Jess 和他的哥哥 David 为他们的父母的救赎而祷告。
As a new calendar year approached this past January, they felt an extra sense of urgency.
在刚过去的一月里面，当新的一年在他们面前展开的时候，他们感到尤为的紧迫。
So they both agreed to set aside the first Saturday of each month.To pray and fast.
于是他们决定分别出每一个月第一个礼拜六来禁食和祷告。
When they make those plans, they never imagined they would end up quarantined together as a family for almost 3 months.
当他们计划好这个计划的时候，他们从来没有想到他们全家会被一起隔离三个月。
Like many East Asians,David and Jess traveled back to their hometown to celebrate the Lunar New Year at the end of January.
好像许多东亚的亚洲人一样 ，Jess 和 David 在一月底回到家乡庆祝农历新年。
While they were there, COVID-19 began rapidly spreading.
当他们在那里的时候，新冠肺炎开始急速的扩散。
Municipal governments in many cities put lockdowns in place to help stem the widespread, which means Jess and David could not travel back to the cities they work in.
各地的政府都在实施各样的封锁的计划来阻止病毒的扩散，这也表示 Jess 和 David 他们不能够返回他们工作的城市。
As the lockdown in their cities began,They set aside an additional day to pray and fast together.
当这个封城的命令在他们所在的城市开始实施的时候，他们分别出一天来禁食和祷告。
Every time they prayed, their mother walked into the room they were using at the same time.
当他们在祷告的时候，他们的妈妈就走进他们在一起共用的这个房间里。
After she walked in on them praying several times, David asked her.If she would join them. She surprised both of them when she agreed and knelt beside them on the floor. And David prayed a simple prayer of blessing over her.
当他们妈妈好几次走进他们祷告的房间的时候 ,David 问他们是否愿意加入我们呢？他让人吃惊的是，在那一天，妈妈同意并且跪在了地上。David 做了一个简单的祷告，为妈妈祝福。
The next day, Jess asked her mom what she thought and if she had any questions.
接下来一天 ，Jess 问妈妈说：“你有没有什么问题呢？或者你的想法是什么呢？”
She explained the good news the gospel again, as she would done many times before.
Jess 再一次同妈妈传讲了她曾经说了非常多遍的福音的信息。
This time though, something was different.
可是这一次有一些东西是不同的。
Her mom was ready to follow Christ.
她的妈妈准备好要跟随主耶稣。
She prayed with Jess and confessed her sins and her need for Jesus.
她与 Jess 一同祷告，承认她的罪，并且 宣告说她需要跟随主耶稣。
Her mom was the first person to start the chain to lead their family to Christ.
她的妈妈是第一个开始带领他们家人跟随主耶稣的人。
I never forget that day, Jess said. It was the darkest time of our city, but the brightest day of my family.
Jess 说，我永远不会忘记那一天。那一天是我们城市最黑暗的一天，可是我们全家最明亮的一天。
Since then, Jess has been able to spend a lot of time discipling her mother while they were still being quarantined.
接下来 Jess 可以花很多的时间陪同她妈妈一起，并且带领着她妈妈在信仰里成长。
They have been able to pray, read the Bible together, and grow closer than ever before.
他们能够一起祷告，一起读经，并且从未有过的成长。
Jess' mom wasn't the only member of the family who became open to the gospel as a result of COVID-19 lockdown.
Jess 的妈妈不是唯一位在疫情中接受福音的人。
Jess and David also had a chance to share hope with their grandparents who worship idols and had never wanted to listen to the gospel before.
Jess 和 David 也有机会能够向曾经崇拜偶像并且从未听闻福音的祖父母分享得救的信息。
The lockdown limited how often they could visit each other, but Jess and David prayed each evening for God to work in the lives of their grandparents.
疫情封锁了他们互相能够探访的次数，可是 Jess 和 David 每一晚向神祷告，愿神工作在他祖父母的心中。
One day, just a few weeks after their mother professed faith,David went to check on their grandparents.
当他妈妈宣告信仰几个礼拜后，他 David 联络他的祖父母。
When his grandmother saw him, the first thing she asked was, "Can I follow your faith in Christ Jesus?"
当他的祖母见到他的时候，第一件事情祖母说的就是，我能够跟随你在耶稣里的信仰吗？
She told him.She hasn't been able to sleep for 6 days and nights.
她告诉 David 说她已经六个日夜没有办法睡觉了。
Nothing had helped, not even praying to her idols.
什么都帮不了她，甚至她曾经崇拜的偶像也没有办法帮到她。
She was so desperate for some help and thought that maybe the God of her grandchildren talked about could bring her some relief.
他非常着急的需要帮助，突然想起他的孙儿们曾经向他提出的上帝，想说也许上帝能够帮助他。
David was so surprised that he ran all the way home to tell Jess.
David 非常的惊讶，他赶紧跑回家将这大好的消息告诉 Jess.
I couldn't believe it and thought David was kidding, Jess said.
Jess 说，我根本不敢相信，我以为 David 在跟我开玩笑。
But it was real. She tried all her own ways and came to us with her last hope.
可是这是真实的，祖母寻找了各种各样的办法，直到她寻见了主耶稣，成为她最后的帮助。
The siblings began to pray earnestly. That same night, their grandmother was finally able to sleep.
兄妹俩更加迫切地恳切地祷告，当天晚上他们的祖母终于可以睡着觉了。
Though they haven't committed to follow Christ yet, their grandparents had begun to openly ask questions about what it would mean if they deserted their idols to believe in Jesus, something that they never done before.
尽管他们的祖母还没有跟随主耶稣，可是他的祖父母已经开始逐一的询问，放弃偶像来跟随主耶稣，这意味着什么呢？这是他们以前从来没有做过的。
East Asia's coronavirus cases have begun to stabilize, so Jess and David expect they will be able to return to the cities they work in soon. But Jess said she's excited for what is ahead for her family as God continues to work.
东亚新冠的人数慢慢在稳定， Jess 和 David 也即将要回到他们工作的城市里了。可是 Jess 说他为着上帝即将要在他们家里所做的工作而感到兴奋。
Many believers in East Asia are first generation believers, just like Jess and David. Pray that God will work powerfully in their families during this season, that many more East Asians will find new life in Christ.
许多在东亚的家庭都像 Jess 和 David 一样是第一代信徒。我们祷告能够上帝能够在他们的家庭里动工，让许多在东亚的家庭里都能在基督里找到新的生命。
My question is there anyone in your family has not yet received Jesus or received God's love? Have you received Jesus into your heart?
我对你们的问题是，在你的家庭里是否有人没有接受主，没有接受神的爱？你是否接受主耶稣来到你的生命里？
My conclusion.
我的结论是，
You may never fully understand why God loves you.
你也许永远都不能完全明白为什么上帝爱你。
Love is the very nature of God, which he showed by giving his own son for us, as in John 3:16 and 17.
约翰福音三章十六到十七节中说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给世人。
This fact should cause you to think about your responsibility to God.
这个事实让我们来思考我们对上帝的责任是什么呢？
It means that you are responsible to God for your decision we make regarding God gave his son Jesus.
也让我们重新的来思考上帝差遣他独生子耶稣这个决定，我们的责任是什么呢？
God did not want to condemn and destroy his people, for he created you and me in his own image.
上帝根本不希望讨伐和毁灭他的子民，因为他是照着他的形象来创造我们的。
He offered full forgiveness and pardon if they would repent, believe in him, and obey his word.
他赐予完全的饶恕，假如我们能够悔改，我们能信靠他。
God's forgiveness is now available to all who see and listen, though they have sinned, confess their sins, repent, and accept God's cleansing blood through the blood of Jesus Christ.To have eternal life.
上帝的饶恕是给每一位愿意听和看见的人，尽管我们犯罪，只要我们认罪悔改并接受主耶稣宝血和洁净。
Those who refuse God's mercy and grace and choose instead to cling rebelliously to their own ways will be destroyed and perish.
只有那些拒绝上帝的恩典，选择一意孤行的人，最后会被毁灭和惩罚。
John chapter 1 verse 12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
约翰福音一章十二节中说，但所有接纳他的，就是那些信他的，他就赐给他们权利成为上帝的儿女。
Where would you be if it were not for the wonderful love of God?
假如没有上帝奇妙的爱，我们会在哪里呢？
Our salvation comes as a gift of God's love and grace by our response of faith.
我们的救赎是上帝爱和恩典的礼物，也需要我们用信心来回应。
Faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is both the act of a single moment you receive and believe, and a continuing attitude that must grow and be strengthened.
信心是相信主耶稣基督成为上帝和救主，这是一个同时的接受和相信的决定，也需要一个持之以恒的态度，不断的成长和坚固。
This faith in Christ brings us into a new relationship with God, becoming children of God and exempt us from His wrath.
在基督里的信心把我们和神带到了一个新的关系，也从神的愤怒中免除了我们。
So your next steps.
所以你的下一步是
To become a child of God, your decision is to accept God's love. One must by faith to admit and accept that you need Jesus.
成为上帝儿女，你需要决定并且接受神的爱，用信心来接受。
Believe Jesus and invite Jesus into your heart.
相信并邀请主耶稣来到你的心里。
Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of your life.
承认耶稣基督为你的主宰，是你生命的主宰。
A, B, C. Admit and accept, believe and confess.
承认、相信并接受。
It's only by faith will you accept to receive Jesus Christ right now.
以信心来宣告，你愿意接受主耶稣基督吗？
Will you give your life to Jesus?
你愿意把你的生命放到主耶稣你的面前吗？
I invite you to come to Jesus by saying a personal prayer from your heart.
我邀请你来到主耶稣基督的面前，并且从心里对主耶稣做一个这样个人的祷告。
Follow me with this prayer.
请随我这样来祷告。
Lord Jesus, I need you.
主耶稣，我需要你。
I admit that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness.
我承认我是一个罪人，需要你的宽恕。
Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin.
谢谢你为我的罪而死在十字架上。
I believe in Jesus and I confess that Jesus is Lord.
我相信主耶稣，也承认主耶稣是主。
I receive Jesus as my Savior and Lord.
我接受你成为我的救主。
Thank you, Lord, for giving my sins and giving me eternal life.
谢谢主，饶恕我的罪恶，给我永恒的生命。
Make me the kind of person you want me to be.
让我成为你想让我成为的人。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.Have you recently expressed your gratitude to God for His love?
你有没有最近对主耶稣说出你的感恩呢？
To those who have said the prayer,
刚才如果你做了这样的一个觉知的祷告，
you also can bring others to come to know Jesus.
你也可以带其他的人来认识主耶稣。
If you have just said the confession prayer to accept Jesus into your heart,
假如你刚才做了这个觉知祷告，并且接受主耶稣来到你的心里，
please share it with us, tell it to our church leaders or myself, so that we want to celebrate with you as a child of God, loved by God.
请告诉我们，或者告诉教会的领袖，因为我们要与你一同来庆祝，因为你成为了上帝的孩子，并且被上帝所爱。
It's a joyful day.
这是非常非常喜乐的一天。
Of your life.
在你生命中最喜乐的一天。
You have eternal life.
因为你有了永恒的生命。
Because you believe Jesus.
因为你相信主耶稣。
You accept Him.
你接受主耶稣。
And you confess.
你并且承认。
That Jesus is Lord.
主耶稣是你的主。
Let's come with a closing prayer.
让我们最后一同来祷告。
Father God, we thank you that.The way you relate to us help us to love you.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你用这样的方式来帮助我们来爱你。
Thank you for Jesus and His sacrifice.
谢谢耶稣，你的牺牲。
Help us to be able to demonstrate in our relationship with those around us love which is prepared to suffer.
帮助我们在我们身边爱的人中彰显和你的关系。
Thank you, God, for being a good, good father you are, thus helping us love you more deeply each day.
谢谢上帝，谢谢你上帝成为我们最好的父亲，帮助我们每一天更加的来爱你。
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.